Don't worry about it.
Beautiful, I'm looking at all your new tattoos. Is your dad going to freak out?
I hope so.
Does he like tattoos? What's his stance?
He hates tattoos. And these are fake tattoos that I got for the bar mitzvah. So I'm just sort of like modeling them, playing around with them. But they look kind of real, yeah? Go with it, okay?
Can we say that you got like... Did your mom have tattoos on her chest?
No.
God, why did just I grow up thinking that? Where's the eagle?
Just kidding.
Oh, stop it. I thought she had Grateful Dead bears dancing around her nipples.
Are you... No. I think that she had like a fairy and a dolphin.
She fucked with me one day then.
No, she lied to you?
I think so. Because
no.
I remember...
She's not like that. She doesn't have that kind of sense of humor.
Someone told me she had Grateful Bears dancing around her nipples. I think you did.
She was never into the Grateful Dead.
Huh.
Yeah.
I always... When I see her, I'm always like, so interesting. Peg has bears around her nipples.
No, she had like... No, she has like a flower on her ankle, the sun on her ass cheek. I think there's a dolphin somewhere, like, or a fairy under her, like, one of her boobs. Not really sure why.
So interesting. So your dad doesn't have any tattoos?
No.
I love these little...
Will you tell him, be like, I'm getting some, like, because he won't know. He won't even, like, he won't understand.
No, when he walks in, I'm going to go, hey, when was the last time you saw Sam? I'd be like, oh, so you haven't seen all her new ink?
No, wait for him to notice.
He's not going to notice.
Yeah.
Your arms are covered in tattoos.
Okay, well, give him time to notice. If he doesn't notice, then do it.
Fair. I'm giving him 10 minutes.
Do you
minutes.
Like that I'm in my vest stage of life?
Do you have this outfit in every color?
A few. And then
where
yesterday,
are you buying
that
them?
Was navy. This is Zara.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The shorts too?
Yeah, I'm in my vest stage of life. Linen vest.
A lot of people are into vests right now.
I feel like you could be down.
Oh, I'd look great in a vest.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to buy them. I would love one.
Should I get you a set?
Please, I would love that.
Do you want black or nude?
Of course I want black.
Okay.
How soon can I get it?
Today? I don't know. Probably by next week.
Oh, no, I need it today.
Well, so you don't want it if I can't get it for you today?
No, if I can't get it today and you can get it for me next week, I'll take that.
I'll get it for you. I'll be a gift.
Really?
Yeah. I'll gift it to you.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. We can just wear...
Can we be twins?
Instead of scrubs, we're just going to wear vests every day.
Yeah. I can't stop. I thought maybe it was excessive because the last few times I've been on, I've been wearing...
Every day I've seen you in like 3 weeks.
But how good do I look?
Looks great.
How good have I been looking?
Yeah, you look great.
So I had something funny I wanted to tell you because I know you can relate. Yesterday, well, this whole week, I've had organizers. I do it like every 3 or 4 years.
Thank God, your garage.
You should see it now.
Oh, I wish you had taken before and afters.
I only have afters.
I want to see an after because your garage, that was like prime area.
Did you get that joke?
Yeah, fucker.
Dick. Prime what?
You had like prime, you had so much shit in your garage that I was like, this is so not on brand for you. Cause you're not a hoarder. And not that you were hoarding in your garage, but you had a lot of shit that I was like, she is never going to use this again.
Okay. In my defense,
Defend yourself.
Okay. My house is relatively small for the amount of like living beings in there. Okay. I don't have, it's mid-century and they took out, to begin with, I didn't have storage. I took out a lot of the cabinets when we renovated the house because just to kind of make more space.
Okay.
So I have very, very little square footage to store anything, which is a blessing and a curse, right? Because then it prevents you from really, really hoarding. So everything kind of finds its way to the garage. I would say 50% of that is all the kids' toys and clothes and whatever. Okay. So I got rid of a lot. Like if you wait long enough, you can get rid of almost everything.
I can't wait. I've got to purge so much before I move.
You got it. Well, my chick's awesome if you ever want to use her. Anyway, she was there going through everything, like throwing things away. I feel just like alive and energized.
How many cars can you fit in there?
Cars?
One.
Well, it's 2 car, but I think like not in a real world. Like maybe 2 smart cars.
I know, that's what sucks.
Anyway, cleaning out my house. Thanks for calling me a hoarder.
You're not a hoarder. I didn't mean that.
Not into it.
But you know what?
What?
You made a really good point. That mid-century modern, you don't have any, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, what do her kids' closets look like? And I'm like, oh, you had to put in closets, didn't you?
Yeah. And so it's like, I complain about not having places to put certain things. But on the other side of that coin,
it wouldn't work in that house.
Really, like, you know, store things and just forget about them. I have to utilize the space. So I feel like that's sort of a good way to live. Anyway, I stumbled upon a bounty of like Bed Bath & Beyond coupons, which I was dying because I used to save those like they were golden tickets from Wonka. Like I'm like, this, I will need this. And so every time they would come, I would save them religiously. And yesterday I was like, finally, I mean, I think they're still online, but you can't use those coupons the same way. So, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I purged them. To. And I was like,
oh no, you can still use them.
No.
On Overstock.
On Overstock.
Or like Wayfair.
Expired whatever
they,
ones?
Yeah, whatever they partnered with.
No, you can't. Not the expired ones.
Oh. And that totally sucked when you'd get that narc cashier that was like, this one's expired.
No. In store, they let you use all the expired. It was online. So anyways, I don't think you can use them anymore. I got rid of like 200 of them and I was I feel free. I feel like I've like there's like a handcuff that's been lifted. I was always storing those. I always had like baskets of them. So I was scared.
I haven't seen
need
one of
those one day.
I know. God, you put those in your garage.
You still have some?
No.
No, I had those were inside the house, taking up valuable space.
Man, you really purged.
I felt really liberated.
I can't wait to do this.
Yeah.
It's going to be so emotional.
Look, you're already exhausted by thinking about it.
Exhausted by thinking about it. All right, so why is your dad coming in town for Labor Day?
My dad coming in town? Well, he likes to come in town every time his wife's out of town to see you.
I knew it. That little pervert.
No, he like doesn't want to be alone. So I feel like anytime she leaves, he's like, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Where did she go?
Probably something to do with her son's college.
Oh, he's probably taking,
I don't know,
Chase.
Moving him in or it's like visiting weekend. I don't know. It's always something.
Is he dating yet?
He has a girlfriend. She's moving in with him.
Whoa. Yeah. Baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Not my dad. My dad's stepson.
I'm your dad's girlfriend.
My dad's stepson has a girlfriend. Yeah. They're moving in together.
Shit. All right. So Papish will be there. Let's see how we'll be here soon.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see. He wouldn't get upset. Do you remember his reaction with your first tattoo?
I don't think he saw it till after. And I mean, it was over 18. And what's he going to do? What's he going to do? What if you saw a tattoo on Ted and he's 18?
I'd fucking freak out.
What are you going to do? What's your reaction?
I'd let it heal and then I'd go get it removed with him.
Oh, please. What if he didn't want to do it? What are you going to be like, die on that hill?
Ugh, I don't know.
Excommunicate?
Fuck.
Tedrick? No. I think
I know. I'm watching it happen with Bert and Leanne.
Oh yeah, the girls have
the
tattoos.
Girls are covered.
Both of them, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, Isla just turned 18.
Your brother's super against them.
Not anymore. I mean, he has to embrace it.
Leanne doesn't have one.
Yeah, Leanne's always had one.
Oh, I know. She's had one.
Yeah, she got like a sun on her ankle or something.
Yeah, I've seen it.
How many do you have now?
Would you get one with me? Best friend tattoos?
No, never. I asked Mike that question the other night and it was really offensive.
Why?
Which I was like, would you get my name tattooed?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. I was like, that was a quick answer.
He has no tattoos though.
No.
I think it's different.
And he was like, I was like, what if it was my dying wish? He's like, I'd help you think of a better dying wish then.
Whoa.
And I was like, what?
Lord.
I was like, what if it was my dying wish that I wanted my name across your chest? He's like, absolutely not.
Dying wish. It's the one thing I want to leave on this planet. Yeah, he would. He already offered.
Really?
So he's adamantly against tattoos, and so is the rest of his family, because they're like very
Jewish. Yeah.
And once I got his name tattooed, he was like, "Do you want me to get yours? Should I get yours?" And I was like, "That's so cute, but you're like not into tattoos."
Wow.
So he really loves me, and you might reconsider your marriage.
I was like, "Fine. If you're not going to get my name across your chest, will you get the date we were married once I die under your ring?"
Whoa. You really think he would say, why wouldn't he say yes? Because it's not going to have to happen.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just testing him. I would just say yes. I'm not going to know. I'll be dead. Just say yes.
Well, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Like if he wasn't going to die? If he wasn't going to die? Just because he wanted you to get it?
Probably.
Yeah, see?
If he died, I would.
Yeah, but if he didn't?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't go across my chest. Hmm. That would be weird to have Mike across my décolletage.
Décolletage. Whoa, and the placement's so intense. You're really like...
I was thinking like, you know how Nick Cannon did it?
No.
You don't remember that?
What'd he do?
Remember how Nick Cannon got Mariah?
Is it still there?
No, he put butterflies over it or something. No, it's his back. There we go. Remember this?
It's a bird, it's a plane.
So he...
Whoa.
Just do Nick Cannon, Mariah tattoo. He didn't have really any tattoos. And then he was like so fucking in love with her.
Aw, that's cute.
Isn't it? He was so smitten.
I think Mike should do that for you for your birthday.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. I thought it'd be sweet, but apparently... How sweet is that to do Mariah across your back?
He's a ladies' man, I hear.
Right?
That would really get me.
Would it?
Yeah, it would.
Ew, you would be like, Daron, what the fuck? If Daron had Samantha in cursive across
Daron
his back.
Daron is not like a good candidate. He's not a good candidate for a tattoo. Like, he's not a tattoo guy. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fit him. But like, if it was like that, I'd be like, yes.
Yes. If Daron was like, doo, doo, doo.
If it was Christian. I'm just kidding.
Wee wee, Christian. And his 2-in-1 bath wash.
Look, let's put that. Yeah.
Samantha.
An oldie. Look at that. Wow. Oh my God. I should fully send Daron a photo like, of one of these and be like, oh my gosh, this guy that I'm friends with just sent me this picture.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing. Should I do that to Daron?
No, just send him that and be like, remember the conversation about getting my name?
No, I'm going to be like, this guy that I'm friends with, I don't know, like he must like me or something.
He must like me or something.
That's amazing. So no tats for you or your family. Okay. Fair enough.
I don't think so. I mean, I think my parents are a little like shaken.
As you get older and as your parents get older, when something like that happens, it's kind of like they love you. They know you. You know what I mean? You're like an adult providing for yourself with a family. Like, I mean, like what? Why would they care that much? Really, truly though.
Halston, you're covered in tattoos, aren't you?
See, I'm into
Christian?
Nope. He
Frenchie,
has none.
Are you clean?
Frenchie's clean.
Frenchie's clean. I knew it.
All sure. Right, fine. I'll take Halston. I like tattoos.
Oh, so do I.
You do?
I like them.
On I'm a
not,
man?
It does not track for me.
You're like Daron. You're not a good candidate because it's not your vibe.
It's not my vibe.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's not Mike's vibe either.
No, it's like colonial chic. Like,
colonial
it's like J.
Chic.
Crew and tattoos.
Colonial
it just doesn't,
chic.
You know, like, it's just like, no, it doesn't work on me.
Well, I actually have to say I had a dress on when I was leaving the house with these. I was like, this is too like hardcore for like the dress I have on. So then I went to my vest look again.
How long do these little guys last?
A couple days.
Ugh, I love them so much.
Oh, but I wanted to bring that up with Jenna because Jenna and I were laughing because there's these new, Instagram target again. They're like semi-permanent.
What the fuck does that mean?
So you put them on. I almost want to do this to the kids at the bar mitzvah and be like, surprise to the parents. The only thing is they don't show up totally right away. It's like really, really faint. And then over the next 3 or 4 days, they develop.
Oh my God. Daddy's here.
Yeah. But how funny would that be if I did that to the kids and they're like, why isn't this coming off?
They would freak. Should we surprise them? Be like, boo!
Poop. Father?
Papish?
Father, are you here? Look at him.
Oh, look at you.
Cottie's ex-boyfriend is here, everyone.
Knew it.
Looks like a beer.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's the point. We also have a joint for you to smoke while you're sitting here.
We're just catching up.
Catching up on our week.
Wow. It's been a crazy week.
What happened in your Uber? We like to talk about Ubers.
He just needed some driving lessons.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Is that what took you so long? You gave him a few tips?
I was trying to help him out.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I mean.
Yeah. Relax, man.
Okay. Cool. I think I'm going to take my jacket off.
Okay.
We have to do it with the mic sitting right there.
We're going to put like a 5-point on you, like a 5-point harness. You'll be strapped in for the duration.
I'm drinking my liquid death, too.
I mean, it's a little warm.
Oh, goodness. Mr. Arizona says it's a little warm here in Cali.
I know.
I was like...
I think it's cooled down significantly.
Me too.
Like, I'm loving it.
I'm putting a mini split. You know what that is? A mini split?
No, what
whatever.
Is that?
It's like those long air conditioning units that you put in like...
Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So, because Ezra's room just doesn't get cold and he's like us, like he wants it Arctic. Mm-hmm. And I've tried everything. Yeah. And so I'm installing that and... It's actually kind of way more work than I anticipated. But I'm going to do it.
You're not doing it by yourself, are you?
No. But I need like an electrician, like an air conditioning guy, all these things, right? And then today I was like, it's rather cold this morning. Like I'm about to install like an AC.
Oh, no,
but
yeah.
I mean, you sleep better when it's cold. So I feel true. He'll be happy.
What do you think of the can?
I think it's marketing genius.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that was their intention.
Have you read does this one have it or does only the sparkling have the thing on the side? The story?
Mm. Oh, really?
Wait, let me see, Dad. Hand it to me.
It's crazy.
Okay, wait, hold on. This is such a good story. Listen, when a group of teenagers set off into the mountains for a weekend of drinking regular water in plastic bottles, they became hunted by an aluminum can of mountain water that was dead set on murdering their thirst and recycling their souls.
Wow.
Once cracked open, no thirst is safe from liquid death. After ritually dismembering its thirst victims, this brutal can of water used the severed body parts of the dead thirst to build itself a flesh suit, which it used as a disguise to get a job in marketing. But liquid death never took the job. It just murdered a bunch more thirsts.
Wow. Love it.
They partnered with Live Nation so that if you were sober drinking water at venues,
you look cool.
You look like you're drinking a malt beverage.
Wow.
That's the image he's trying to
capture.
It's very brandy for you, you know?
I love it.
It's very cool.
We were just talking about how I'd feel if Ted got tattoos.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you felt when your girls got tattoos?
Disappointed,
I would say. I'm picking that scab, aren't I? Do you remember who got the first one, Samantha or Jenny?
I think Samantha. Didn't you? I don't know.
Probably. I'm the bad
on
sheep.
On your foot?
I'm the black sheep.
Was it your foot or your back?
Know. No, the back.
The back.
The tramp stamp, which I could totally do without at this point.
Yeah.
Any regret now? Just the tramp stamp?
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
You have no tattoos.
He's thinking of getting one?
Oh, Teddy's 6.
And he's thinking
no.
of
getting... Oh. We were talking. I was like, were your parents upset? She's like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like when you're 18, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Disown me?
Nothing.
Write me out of your will?
Do you care if she gets more now?
Do I care?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be her choice. You know, I'm okay.
Permission to go.
I love
permission
her.
To curse, please.
I love her no matter what.
Oh, Sammy.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Duran getting one and me getting one. We're just not the tattoo. Like, it just wouldn't look right on me.
You're not edgy enough.
Mm-mm. So. Yeah.
You're not the right canvas.
Milk toast, clutching my pearls.
You guys been.
Demure.
Been Demure. Following the outbreak of mosquitoes?
I heard something about this.
Tell us. Yeah. Tell us all. Yeah. Tell us on all the health
Tell us
things,
all the
please.
Horrible
We're
things
We're ready
happening.
For an update.
Okay. So the big thing right now is actually West Nile virus. So West Nile virus comes from mosquitoes. So how do mosquitoes get it? They get it from infected birds, you know. And basically they jump on the bird and they get the... You know, West Nile virus, and that's how it actually develops.
The bird?
Yeah, so there's really so from the standpoint of patients getting it, sometimes you get a mosquito bite, you don't think it's anything, but some people get a more serious and pernicious type of the virus, and it depends upon their immune system, overall health problems, but they can actually get not just the chills and the fever and the rash and the headache, but they can actually develop paralysis. So similar to a virus, you know,
is it like dengue?
Not like dengue fever. It's there. So and it's, you know, I mean, malaria is due to what they call the Anopheles mosquito. So that's a totally different thing. That's, you know, you're going to find that in Africa and places like that. But you can get West Nile virus by just hanging out in your backyard. So take precautions, try, you know, if you're going to be out there,
isn't that what Scott Cohen
use repellents and things like that. So, but right now there happens to be, you know, kind
a surge,
of,
but that's the,
somewhat
that's
of an
the
epidemic
one.
Of the West
really?
Nile virus. Yeah, I mean it's so. Do you remember Dr. Fauci? He was the COVID. So he was actually hospitalized for West Nile virus recently, within the last couple of weeks. And I mean, to the point that he was very serious. He recovered.
Fauci? They went after Fauci?
Yeah. So it can affect anyone. You never know.
So what is your advice to us? How do we avoid
it? Well, if you
wear a DAT,
or you know, avoid mosquitoes, I mean, as best you can, you know, if you have water that's pooling in the backyard, like in plants and things like that, that's going to breed the mosquitoes. So you want to eliminate that. Mosquitoes have a tendency to, like, you ever notice if you get a mosquito, they're like always on your ankles and your feet. Well, they like the bacteria from the feet, and they like it's warmer down there too in the feet. So that's the reason they usually bite down around your feet and things like
that. There's posters, there's flyers all over our neighborhood about it.
All of a sudden?
No, it's every summer. It's all over Valley
Scott
Village.
Scott Cohen, our pediatrician, got West Nile like 2 years ago, and it was like, they thought he had like meningitis. Like, I mean, they thought like literally, like he was in the hospital, he lost like 20 pounds. I think he had like a
The best way to diagnose is with a spinal tap, you know, so they need cerebral spinal fluid.
Lord, you just came in here with death and doom.
You can take a blood test and that shows you, immunoglobulins, and it'll, you know, come up and show that you have some type of infection. Oh. So they'll do initial blood tests, but when they really want to kind of go down the rabbit hole and dig a little deeper, then they're going to probably wind up doing a spinal tap. But it can cause, again, paralysis and hospitalization. You know, you can wind up being on a ventilator. I mean, so it's a serious thing.
So how do we protect ourselves?
What will be the first symptom that we have?
Well, like, how do we protect ourselves aside from,
the symptoms are
like,
basically a headache, a stiff neck. You know, that's
okay.
That's another.
Dad, we want to know how to protect ourselves.
DEET.
Insect repellents, you know, insect repellents, if you go outside, avoid the water pooling in your backyard. And, if you feel like you're getting bitten by mosquitoes, get the heck out of wherever you're at.
Shit, so, I love playing in puddles.
So
muddy puddles.
I mean, so you just have to be careful. So anyway.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Headache, body ache. I had all this, but I wasn't vomiting.
Do you want a spinal tap for fun?
Yeah.
I bet those don't hurt.
Talk to us about monkeypox.
I had meningitis when I was 17. I had to get the spinal tap, and I was a botched spinal tap.
No.
They like messed it up, and I was leaking spinal fluid.
No.
And it was like the worst headache of my life. I was throwing up from the pain so much. And I was in the hospital for a week with meningitis.
Yeah.
I almost died.
Yeah, so the headache.
Austin, my sweet baby.
Yeah, so the headache is usually more severe than, you know, just a normal.
I had the worst headache of my life last night.
Really? Had you been bitten by mosquitoes?
You don't have it. I don't think I have it. I have been bitten by a lot of mosquitoes recently, my ankles.
But they don't all have it.
But you'd also have the other symptoms. And the other thing is patients often become quite disoriented. You don't seem disoriented to me. Not today.
No, I'm not.
No.
Let's do a test.
I'm itchy now.
Much effort. It's like, God. Talk to us about something more soothing like monkeypox.
Well, monkeypox is, you know, that's at this point, there's no real epidemic of the monkeypox virus. So, yeah, it's, I think that's kind of going to the wayside. So don't worry about the monkeypox.
Good, because I don't really, I really don't know much. I don't really want to unless I need to.
You know, the other thing is, of course, COVID is rather prolific right now. I mean, so, you know, a lot of people are coming down with it. It's a different strain. Even though you've been immunized, even though you may have had COVID in the past, it doesn't necessarily provide you with immunity from, you know, the new virus, new strain. It's called the FLIRT, FLIRT, you know, so don't flirt.
It's called the BOP.
So you don't want to flirt. So basically, but that's what they're terming the virus it's called.
So I've
so you have to be careful with that.
Know about the FLIRT variant. And,
so let me tell you about this. So, I've had a few friends that had it. Yeah. Recently, in the last few months.
Yeah. So
and one of my friends said that he's dealing with heart palpitations. Yeah. And the other friend is too. And another person had it and they said it's a common like long hauler symptom for this variant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's heart palpitations and it'll go away in about a year, but he's like, I can't sleep.
Yeah. Well, I would say if someone were having heart palpitations and, you know, tachycardia, you know, rapid heart rate or something like that, then regardless of whether they've had COVID or not, they ought to have not only electrocardiogram, but they should have an echocardiogram of their heart, a stress electrocardiogram.
Here's the gamut of things.
You know, and have a complete cardiac evaluation because, you know, the long COVID, and although it does exist, I think a lot of people assume they have long COVID when they don't necessarily have long COVID. They may they may have other issues. They may have depression. They may have anxiety. You know, so there may be other things that are contributing to the symptomatology of the long COVID, but it's not necessarily long COVID. And if you have someone and they've had some rapid heartbeats and, you know, they keep recurring, then I would suggest get the cardiac evaluation. I don't think that the COVID is necessarily the cause of it.
All your friends have heart issues.
But you want to get the vaccine if you are in the higher risk. What the vaccine does, it basically helps to lower the risk of hospitalization and mortality and serious consequences from getting COVID. Does it prevent COVID? No. I mean, you could still get COVID even though you've been vaccinated. It's simply to reduce the symptomatology and the serious consequences of it.
No, I'm kind of scared to get it, to
Me
be honest.
Too.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten it.
I've had 3 shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
But I haven't gotten a booster since. Yeah. I've gotten COVID once.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had it more than once because...
you've been like back and waffly about getting it.
Yeah. So now you're on board? No. No, I'm not.
That's not on board.
So I'm still, I do advocate for people who are in the higher risk. And if they're going to be in situations where there's, you know, a lot of people, a lot of crowds, they're, you know, in an environment, you know, where they're going to a lot of functions, that they're going to be, you know, a lot of people because it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere, you know, and people will contract it if they're in those situations. Now, the other side of the coin, if someone's, you know, 65, 70 years old and they have high blood pressure, they have diabetes, they're obese, absolutely get the shot. And, you know, you need to lower your risk of mortality and hospitalization. If on the other side of the coin, if you're really healthy and you're
spry,
you know, in your 40s, you know, do you need the shot? Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. So that would be my...
All right.
So you're going to get it? Will you keep me posted if you get it?
No.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not getting it.
Your kids aren't, right?
I don't think they're recommending it for...
children?
For kids right now. I know Scott was not...
Yeah, they're not pushing it for children.
Last time I was there, our pediatrician was like, definitely get the flu shot. He's like, if you want the COVID shot, sure, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not,
you know, the other hot issue right now, well, the other major issue is try to avoid eating deli meats because there's an outbreak of Listeria.
Yeah,
and
I've
Listeria
heard that.
Is a serious I've bacterial infection and it comes from contamination of meats.
The boar's head was one that was cited,
but there may be others as well. And it seems to occur in the manufacturing facilities, you know, where they...
The processed meats are always sketch.
Where they're processing the meats and things like that. So...
I do love them,
you know, good idea, avoid deli meats anyhow. I mean, because they're inflammatory, you know, they were going to...
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're on the list of processed foods which cause inflammation in the body. So the other subject to that we could just mention is, you know, inflammation, because inflammation is one of the major causes of disease, you know. So we know that it causes and contributes to diabetes, to heart disease. So try to avoid inflammatory foods and try to, you know, eat foods that are basically going to help to reduce inflammation, foods that are high in fiber, foods that basically also contain less salt. You know, you want to try to avoid
salt. I just saw a headline, I didn't read the article, about something about how some inflammation of the body can be helpful, like that it's not all negative.
Well, some inflammation can be helpful if you have an injury and it's repairing, say a joint or something. So say you had surgery and, you know, inflammation, post-surgical inflammation is good because it's going to heal something. You know, the other thing that I have found interesting recently from a medical standpoint is the subject of happiness. What makes people happy? So there are certain hormones, you know, basically that make people happy, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's beta endorphins, morphine-like derivatives that you can, you know, increase through exercise. There's oxytocin, which is another so-called happy hormone.
Which gets released after you have a baby.
Does it?
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, of course, serotonin, you know, and that's why when you take Prozac or Lexapro, you know, or, you know,
that's why we're so fucking happy.
They increase your
fucking happy.
The SSRIs, serotonin, you know, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they increase, you know, your serotonin levels as well. So, you know, the happy hormones are something that, you want to try to increase. And so when we research, like what causes happiness? Why are some people happy and others are not? Well, the combination is so much. I mean, getting a new car can make you happy, you know. Having a new goal can make you happy. Having a new relationship can make you happy, you know. Buying a new suit or a new dress. I mean, you know, so it's a combination of so many various factors that contribute to happiness, you know, but these so-called happiness hormones it's pretty interesting. And the research that's being done in this area is pretty amazing. I mean, it's certainly cutting edge medicine. And of course they're using a lot of, you know, AI too, you know, mm-hmm. the artificial.
But what do you mean medicine? You mean because like the SSRIs or what are you talking about?
Well, in other words, because all of those things contribute to affecting your immune system. So the happier you are, your immune system's going
to That's where I wanted you to tie in, like the correlation, because you went from inflammation to happiness. So I'm like, what is the tie-in?
Oh, so if your hormones and happiness are higher, your inflammation will likely be lower.
Yes.
And that ties in cortisol.
Yes.
Yeah, how cortisol will make you have like the belly and like you can drop cortisol weight. I keep getting advertised this on Instagram.
Right.
Cortisol
face, cortisol belly.
Interesting.
I don't know how to get rid of the cortisol though, besides my family, get rid of them. So it's like, ugh.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I can help you in that.
I'm going to have a fat face the rest of my life. bikini season with you fuckers.
Totally. Which ties us into the GLP-1s, you know, so that leads right into GLP-1s, which are basically Montero. The semaglutides,
and the
tirzepatides, you know, so, mm-hmm. you know, and people try to differentiate the two. So the major difference when we talk about tirzepatides and we talk about semaglutides is there's the GLP-1s, which are the semaglutides, but the tirzepatides have the GLP-1, but they also add in the GIP. So the GIP is basically a glucose insulin peptide, and that basically helps with burning more fat and basically burning the excess calories. So people that get on these drugs seem to do better with the tirzepatides because it has the additional GIP and they lose maybe 10% more weight.
That's like the Mounjaro versus the semaglutide. And the Zepbound.
Versus the Wegovy and the Ozempic.
They seem to tolerate it better.
Not me. I was awful. I did one shot of Mounjaro.
Most people tolerate it better. Yes,
well, it depends.
Yeah.
I've seen patients that have more side effects from the tirzepatide.
Than the semaglutide.
Yes,
that was me.
Because you have an additional hormone that's mm-hmm. being added in there.
You were so sick on the Ozempic.
I was sick on all of it. They all suck. Yeah. And it's so unfair because everyone looks so good now.
Yeah.
And it's like people that are just thin where I'm like, you were never thin.
Yep. So you took the
lucky mother effers, and they feel nothing.
So you took the tirzepatide, and but then did you switch to just the semaglutides?
I did one shot of Kilimanjaro, and it rocked my world.
She did. She did Ozempic.
Kilimanjaro.
We call it Kilimanjaro.
My heart was racing. I was like a tweaker all night.
She did like what, like a month of Ozempic or something?
I did 7.5 weeks of Ozempic,
and then she didn't do anything for a while.
I messed up my shot. I doubled down on a dose by accident. Oh, okay. So I went from 5, 5, 7 to 20.
Oh, yeah. You.
And
well, that's what
my doctor was like, were you incapacitated? I was like, I was pretty sick, had blurry vision.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating.
Blurry vision. Lord.
I couldn't see the
so
TV.
So then she didn't do anything for months. And then you tried the Mondaro. And
I'm
off of all of it.
If you do the industrial strength, you're going to wind up with all of those symptoms, you know.
The industrial strength. I was like,
You were high. You got the high leaded dose. I mean, you know.
But even that, you weren't like tweaky. Like with
I was
the Mounjaro, you were like.
Mounjaro was like, you're awake.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing?
And then I saw that one of the side effects for that was like, if you are prone to rapid heart rate. And I was like, why didn't I Google? Right. I just thought that it was all the same, but they're not.
No.
What do you think? Is metformin as effective?
So, talk to us about metformin.
Yeah, so metformin is glucophage, and basically the generic name. But the metformin, what it does is it lowers your insulin resistance. So that means it facilitates the sugar to go into your blood cells and out of your bloodstream, so that it's able to do that. They use it for it for polycystic ovary as well.
Oh.
You know, so when you know women get that polycystic ovary and what's called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is basically the obesity and you know. You know, the sugar level goes up, you know, I mean, so they get all of those symptoms. But often when patients will come in and they have these hormonal problems and, you know, sometimes women will develop like a mustache and things like that, you know, so they can get this polycystic ovary and they'll give them metformin. The metformin is a very efficacious drug for that. You know, it works.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have a friend who was, I use the term friend loosely, who was saying the other day that her doctor considers metformin to be like a longevity drug. And so
she's the fountain of youth.
So she's been taking it for the last, I don't know, year or whatever. And I'm like, well, it's a weight loss drug also. She's like, no, I haven't lost any weight. And she looks like real thin. She's already like a small person, but I mean, has definitely lost weight on it. Mm. And I'm like, a longevity drug? Mm. Isn't it a weight loss drug?
Yeah, no. So it's not a weight loss drug. It's a drug that has been the gold standard for treating diabetes for the last 30 years. Okay. The problem with metformin is if you have any kidneys that have any bit of compromise, it can potentially damage your kidneys. So you have to make sure that you monitor your kidney function studies and, you know, what's called your BUN, which is blood urea nitrogen. You want to check that. Glomerular filtration rate, and that's called GFR.
But what is it doing for someone without diabetes?
Well, so without it, they've referred to it as a longevity drug just because it helps to control the diabetes and can potentially help you to control the weight because you have to remember the blood sugar now is taken out of the bloodstream. So you're not absorbing those calories and it's basically going into the cell. And so that's why it works pretty well.
So do you think that the risks, outweigh the
benefits. So I think the benefits of it for a person who has pre-diabetes, benefits outweigh the risk. For a person who doesn't have polycystic ovary, doesn't have no, I don't think that it's a medication they should be on long-term because of the potential of
the kidney stuff.
Issues.
Lord.
People are doing peptides now. That's really expensive.
Yeah, so peptides,
what is that?
Yeah. So the peptides.
I just thought people were calling their like Mounjaro peptides.
No.
Yeah.
These are like 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they?
So the scientific evidence doesn't really have any scientific basis to support the peptides. And there are a lot of people and clinics that are basically you know, injecting peptides into people. They'll go in and get shots once a month or whatever to get these peptides. And peptides are, you know, they're like they're a string of amino acids. So amino acids are like the building blocks of protein. So they give people these peptides, which are long chains of amino acids, and they basically inject them into the system. And that's supposedly able to, again, reduce inflammation, whether it, you know, whether
is it weight loss also?
Well, people can potentially lose weight taking them, but it isn't necessarily a, you know, quote unquote weight loss.
Are they
drug.
Synthesized or is it like organic?
They're synthesized. I mean, yeah, no. Yeah.
Would
so
you
they're
ever do
artificially
it?
Made.
Would you do it?
No.
Are there Why? Downsides other than the money?
No, would I do it?
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
This is the temple of God here. No, I mean, no, I don't take any medications. There's no drugs.
So if you have
in
a headache,
body.
Body's white template.
Well, I'll take Tylenol.
You won't take Advil?
If Advil, again, it affects your kidneys.
God only knows what my fucking
doctor's
kidneys
daughter
look like.
Knows things.
Yeah, so it affects your kidneys. Tylenol, if you take, you know, copious amounts, you know, copious. It can, you know, potentially affect your liver, you know, but the therapy. See, when people take Tylenol, they say, well, the Tylenol doesn't help me. Well, they're not taking
the therapeutic dose.
Thank you.
Doctor's daughter here. Yeah. You need me.
So, which is basically 1,000 milligrams at least 3 times a day.
Holy
so that's 3,000 milligrams of Tylenol. It used to be 4,000. So you could potentially take 4,000, but the...
That's so much.
You know, the FDA...
It's not
you know,
that much.
...suggests, you know, 2 Tylenol 3 times a week.
Have
no,
you heard
really
of this
isn't.
Tylenol arthritis? Have you seen it in stores?
I've seen Tylenol arthritis, yeah.
It's so great. 2 pills, 1,300.
Yeah. Right.
Boom. Pain? Who are you? You're gone.
Yeah. We met.
See ya.
Stranger.
Yeah.
You see your way out.
You know, and with ibuprofen, you know, when doctors prescribe ibuprofen for a patient instead of the, you know, oxy, you know, or something like that, and they'll say, well, you know, the dentist, you know, may say, okay, I'm going to give you some ibuprofen. They'll give you 800 milligrams. So 800 milligrams is the equivalency of 4 to 200 milligram tablets of the Tylenol that you'd buy over
Did
the counter.
Did you guys want to know a funny story?
So you take
Did
800
you tell
milligrams.
Them about
so again, the therapeutic dose of the ibuprofen, Which hoping part? That you don't have any kidney issues, is actually 2,400 milligrams a day.
Which part about Ezra?
Did he know that Ezra chewed a liquid or an Advil?
Oh, no. I don't think I've told him that story, but he's listens to the podcast. He probably heard about Ezra chewing the gel cap. When we were on vacation.
Oh.
Was it liquid?
Yeah, liquid.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So my neighbor, I have this neighbor, okay? Mm-hmm. She's like, her kids are in college, whatever, right? So I don't know why. One day she was like, I forget how she asked. I literally need to go back in my text. And she was like, do you have any like painkillers or something? I threw my back out. And I was like, I think I do actually. Like they're from my C-section. They must be like 10 years old. Like I just don't, he always tells me nothing really expires. Right. Just keep it.
Yeah, you keep
and
it.
And so I'm like, 15 okay, cool.
Years.
So I gave her like, I don't know, I gave her like 3 or 4 and, you know, and then like another, like a month goes by and she's like, me again. It's, you know, like, sorry, I know this sounds crazy, but you know, I really need to go to the doctor, but my back hurts. Do you have any more of those? And I'm like,
oh my God.
And I was like, sure. I gave her like another 2. Like, and by the way, like she has no idea that these were like prescribed to me in like 2013.
Yeah.
Cause I don't take them, you know? Yeah. And then literally...
Which is good. Thank you.
The other day...
I'm very happy to hear
I
that.
I mean, I don't. I have no
Doctor's
interest.
Doctor's daughter.
And,
zero.
And then she literally, you guys, she's like a grown woman and she seems to be normal, right? And then yesterday she goes, I guess I have no pride left, but if you can spare 2 more of those tablets, I would greatly appreciate it.
Oh, wow.
I've made a doctor's appointment, but it's not till next week. But seriously, if not, it's all good. Don't worry. And so I only have 2 left. I'm like, you can have them.
You're becoming her dealer.
Do you really only have 2 left?
I gave them her the last.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm tapped out.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I think Duran has a stash from his like from his tonsil removal, but I'm not tapping into those. I'm like, you've taken all my C-section pills from 10 years ago. You can have them. But literally, you guys, I keep thinking, because she's like unassuming, this normal woman, two grown kids. You know, she lives across the street. She's a doll. She always helps me. And I'm like, does she have a problem?
And you're feeding it?
Like, I don't know. Like, is she like in AA, like, or something? Like, you know, like she's at home, like all blitzed out on like Oxy. Yeah.
You had Oxy?
Yeah.
You were giving her Oxy?
Yeah.
Oy.
What else would I give her?
I don't know. What else would I give?
I love the fact that she approached me for it in the first place, thinking that I might have some. I don't know if she asked for Oxy specifically.
It's probably all your ink. She's like, this girl takes pills.
Can you spare two more?
Hey, Tats.
I guess I got any
pills over there?
I'm like, you're like 60. Like, oh my God. I'm like, have them, take them. But
God bless her. She's like, that's it. No more pride. Need more. Asking for a friend. Just kidding. It's me. Nom, nom. Cough them up, sister.
I kind of want to like hang out with her after she takes some and see what happens.
Okay. How long is it going to take for you to notice all her new tattoos?
Well, I have to inspect her whole body.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
That sounds creepy.
Look at her hands.
Well, now you're being too dramatic.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Prayers?
Let me see those hands. Oh, wow.
Do you like my new diamond?
I like the diamond.
These aren't real, Dad. I love you. Hottie's messing with you.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
The diamond's real.
The diamond's real.
The tattoos aren't. The diamond's spectacular. I actually love your little tattoos.
These are for Luca's bar mitzvah.
Oh, wow.
I don't need to give him palpitations.
Let's do like tears on your dad for his bat mitzvah.
Know they do have like face ones, like that are like cute little like stars.
I'm going to cover my body.
Should I get the face ones?
Yeah, I'm going to cover my body in them.
You should.
I'm going to look like Rita when I walk out.
Yeah.
Oh, like Rita. Oh, yeah, gosh. I know Rita.
Rita has like, she has like this like a million times. And like, yeah. I mean, but it's like, for me,
she looks like a constellation. It's everywhere.
It's like, they're too small to like really register. So it almost looks just like.
Yeah.
If Paige said to you.
Yes.
I just asked Mike this question. If Paige was like, this is my dying wish, that after I pass, you tattoo my name across your chest, would you do it?
Probably not.
Would you just tell her you would and then just let her go? And
of course.
You would?
Yes.
See? Of course.
Yeah. There's value in appeasing people.
What if she was like, will you just tattoo my name somewhere on your body?
I might be able to do that.
Well, he also has like a granddaughter named Paige, so it could like double up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right.
Get all your grandkids tattooed on you.
Right. Wow.
Right. Yes.
That sounds like six.
There's, you have more than six, don't you? Wait.
No. Three, two, seven, and one.
Wait, no. Three, two, one. Six. You're right.
Yeah.
Chase is his son.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that, but that doesn't count. Yeah. I always think you and Duran have to have four.
I know.
Not yet. I'm trying to convince her to have another kid.
Yeah.
You can't. You only have two. You can't convince me. You can't make me.
Well, did you see? My two are the equivalent to four.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They're extra. They're like, I think you're paying it forward though. I have a feeling that like after like 10, things are going to get easier for you.
Cool.
Age 10. 10 kids.
For Ted or Lola?
Both. I feel like you're just, they're like, they are, they give you a hard time.
They're so mean to me.
Yeah. Do they still sleep in bed with you?
Hell yeah. Snuggle dungeon. See, baby.
I've been listening to this podcast.
Of course.
Yeah, he has. He's like, was our first. I'm a fan. Started the trend.
I'm a big fan.
Last night, it looked like we all drank Kool-Aid and like did a mass exodus.
Which?
Like we were all, it's like this laying straight across.
Where?
In bed.
Oh, the three of you.
Mike sees us, it'll look like a mass suicide. We were all holding hands like this.
That's so cute.
And laying straight up.
That's so cute.
I know. And I was like, this is creepy.
But Lola sleeps in her own bed.
No.
Oh, all four of you.
Yeah.
In your bed?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You really must have no room.
No. And they don't touch Mike. It's like Mike is like the leper.
Oh, whoa.
They're on top of me.
I only have one in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
We could
actually
change that.
He slept on the couch last night in my room.
Yeah, when Dom asked me what he was going to get for his seventh birthday, I said, you're going to get your own bed.
Aww.
You're going to sleep in your own bed.
Did he?
He asked me for a silk fitted sheet. He said, if I get a silk fitted sheet, I'll sleep in my own bed.
Oh my God.
Bullshit.
I know. I don't buy
it. I've played this game.
Yeah.
If I get a bunk bed, I'll sleep in my own bed. If I get a princess bed.
Right. Yeah. If I get a Ferrari, I'll sleep in my own bed.
You know what I brought back out though, which he's obsessed with? This is the beauty of cleaning out the garage. well, first of all, the Peppa, the gifted Peppa yeah. items for Lola. I found that, remember that constellation thing that you bought for Ezra years ago?
Oh, yeah.
That big star, it projects like yeah. a solar system onto yeah. the, it's like a moving solar system onto the wall. I put it mm-hmm. in there just like hours before bed. And Dom goes, oh, I love that so much. I love that thing in my room. Thank you so much. I'm like, okay, well, carry on. Carry
we
on,
gotta get
sir.
Dom sleeping at our new house.
I know.
We're going to have so much fun here.
Are the Halloween skeletons up yet?
Oh, good question. Oh, yeah. Well, we were just debating on how early is too early to put those pups up.
Oh, it's never too early.
Right?
That's what I think.
Never too early.
We really want to get... Put them somebody up. Was writing, wrote an article about the skeleton and how it's like, it's basically a doll for like adult women.
It really is.
She's like, I'll put a bikini on it. I'll dress it up for whatever holiday. Like, it is kind of like a doll.
But you were buying the new monster for the...
Yeah, we got the Wolverine. But
you said you didn't like the Wolverine as much. It seemed too artificial or something, or too contrived.
You said that?
It would have been. It would have been to you. I don't think I said that.
The Wolverine is not...
It's not a chic.
Yeah.
No, it's like gross, like Halloween.
It's like 80s.
Yeah, it's like teen wolf.
Right. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't have the height factor.
Yeah, I thought you said something.
It does. Yeah. It's like 8 feet tall, but still.
You've seen it in person. I haven't.
I've seen it in person. It's like Soul Sucker, where I'm like, it's a lot.
Eight feet tall?
I think
wasn't
so.
Wasn't the skeleton like 12?
12.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're ready. We're getting gearing up. I think for
you're
me,
on it.
the batteries are a bitch.
I'm really going to have to.
The
batteries are a bitch.
Oh, I plugged mine in.
Pretty good idea.
I hardwired mine.
I am like,
because if you do the battery option instead of plugging it in, it like drains through the batteries.
Oh, okay.
And then you don't have the.
Then you don't have the eyes moving back and forth and freaking people out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, if you're gonna have that, you definitely...
I'm gonna dress mine up this year. I think.
Yeah. Oh, I kept mine up for like many holidays.
The Wolverine or the skeleton?
The Wolverine's already wearing clothes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to get
it's
Soul
like
Sucker
a ripped
in the backyard.
Plaid shirt. Yeah. He's like a lumberjack.
Dress him up like a doctor or something. Put a white coat on.
Ooh, that's a good idea. How am I going to find a white coat for a 12-foot person?
Etsy.
Oh.
There's like a full treasure trove of wardrobe for those things.
No way.
Yeah. I have a Thanksgiving outfit, like a pilgrim outfit for mine, and a Santa outfit.
Oh.
And a bunny for Easter, like a bunny face.
Oh, well, I wish I could
keep
mine
scary.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to leave now.
Where is Paige?
Paige is, well, she's home now, but she and Chase are leaving to go to Chicago tomorrow because he's moving in.
For
law school.
Law school.
Second year.
Yeah.
It's the University of Chicago. So he's very excited about that. And his girlfriend's moving in with him. So
I feel like every other month you're like, Paige is moving Chase in somewhere else. I'm like, where are they now?
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's so crazy.
No, I know. I mean, she was, you know, they're flying to Iowa City and that's where, you know, he was going to law school at the University of Iowa.
Okay, that's what it was. And now, he was there for a year or two?
He was there for a year.
A year, that's why it seems like yesterday.
He finished fourth in the class out of 151 kids, you know.
What does he want to be?
Besides a lawyer, you mean?
Oh, did I miss that part?
Yeah, law school.
Oh, he's going to law school?
So he transferred.
Besides a lawyer, a good man, a father, a friend.
Let's just keep this going. Don't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Check
look
it.
At that. Looks like he has a bikini on or something.
I want the bikini. Oh, maybe like a pirate one too. Oh, is that a pirate? Yes, pirate. Hell yeah.
I don't want the bikini. I do not want the bikini. It's playing into eating disorders.
I have
disorders.
That one. I have the Santa. What else can we do?
I have that. I have Lighted that. Mummy animation. Where's that? I want that.
Is that it?
Oh my God.
That's
I want
pretty
that.
Cool.
That is awesome. It's for sale?
This item
Are
is
you
unavailable.
Kidding me?
Oh, that's a good one, Cotty. We gotta get that one next year.
Eat this. It's the torture.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Although, you know, I have reservations about them having clothes on because I feel like that's going to get weird over the years.
I don't trust the people. That's adorable.
The diaper weirding me.
I think you would have been fine with just the wings.
Yeah, the wings. The wings and the heart.
I need to do something fun with their hands this year.
That one's cute.
Mine looked confused last year. It was just like this.
That's just the Florida one. Oh, wait. Whoa.
There's so much we can
do. People get very creative. That one, I wasn't into that one. What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I have that. The bunny ears.
Put them in a Phoenix 10K t-shirt.
Oh yeah.
That's a good idea.
So what might...
Wrap that.
Have you ever done the Phoenix 10K?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, guys, I you should not come over go. Sometime.
When is it? What month?
November.
November. November 10th.
And what year is it?
This is the 49th year of the race.
Wait, I should just wait till the 50th.
I was just going to say, we'll go for the 50th.
Yeah.
10K, that's 7 miles?
6.2.
Easy, I'd do that in my sleep.
Yeah, right.
With a 20-pound weight of and
there's, so there's a 5K race, 3.1
for children.
You know, and basically, there and we have a 1 mile fun run for the kids. And then that's there's a 10K, and then there's we also have a half marathon.
I don't know if I'm ready for a halfie,
yeah,
but I think I could crush a 10.
Let's do the 10 next year on the 50th.
Yeah,
what
should.
Weekend is it in November?
It's like two weeks second before weekend.
It's the second
Thanksgiving.
Weekend,
Thanksgiving.
Second Sunday in November.
This
yeah, second Sunday.
This year or next
this year? I'm camping.
Yeah, because you had to move it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
No. Yeah, I had to move it again.
Oh.
Yeah. Second.
Okay, 50th, I'm in.
Pleasure.
Connie's ditching us, but we got a lot of information out of your sweet little soul.
My ankles are itchy.
West Nile.
Freaking ankles.